When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Late Show Poncho listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
You know, we like to have good guests for our audience. It's always very important because, and we don't let people down here. On Monday, we have a young man you may have heard of, Mr. Tom Hanks is going to be here on
Monday.
That's right. That is, we call that Hollywood royalty, okay? But then on Tuesday, we have actual royalty. Because Prince Harry is going to be sitting right there.
Come on.
To talk about his new book, Spare. Okay, that's the name, that's the book right there, Spare. It's either a gripping tell-all about the royal family or a book of handy bowling tips. Tune in to find out. Once again, Tuesday.
Yes.
In a late-night exclusive, right? That's an exclusive, right, Tom? That's an exclusive. Prince Harry be right there on this show. So stock up on corgis and steal a priceless cultural treasure from one of your colonies because the Late Show is going imperial, okay? Now, folks, I spend most of my time right over there melting down the day's biggest news stories into a fine topical brass, which I cast into an engraved case on an ebonized plinth with an enameled dial and visible escapement to create the exquisite Brucot de la Treize mantel clock that is my monologue. But sometimes, folks, I crash a stolen dune buggy into a clam shack, mainline some Everclear, snap a fin off a propeller of an abandoned fishing boat, and stick it to a dirty Frisbee with some chewing gum from a bus station urinal to set out the transient crackpot sundial of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile...
Royalty. That's right there. It's a message of hope is what that is. Meanwhile, according to a new study, procrastination can make you depressed and poor. But you know what? It's late, you're tired. Be depressed and poor tomorrow. Researchers reached their conclusion after studying the procrastination habits of Swedish university students. And we have one of the Swedes' video interviews here. Meanwhile, ever since Daniel Craig announced he was done as James Bond, producers have been hunting for a new actor to take over the role, naming only three criteria: British, male, and 30-something. Damn it. If only I were British. Well, we got big news this week, and reports emerged that there is a frontrunner to play Bond, Aaron Taylor Johnson. Sorry, I meant Johnson. Taylor Johnson. Aaron Taylor Johnson. Meanwhile, a Wisconsin canal was clogged by melted butter after a dairy plant fire. Well, why should Wisconsin's canals be any different than everyone who lives there? Meanwhile, gas station heroin was just banned in Ohio. That headline again, something called gas station heroin has been legal in Ohio this whole time. The actual name of this newly banned drug is tianeptine, an antidepressant that can mimic the effect of opioids. Well, if this keeps up, I might start thinking it's not a good idea to buy my antidepressants at a gas station. Meanwhile, as part of erectile dysfunction research, scientists gave pigs bionic boners. Wow. The new Charlotte's Web is intense. Meanwhile, on New Year's Eve, a town in the UK was forced to cancel its fireworks display because of the presence of a masturbating walrus. Of course, that's just polite. It would be impossible for him to concentrate with all the noise. Wildlife experts said fireworks would have distressed the animal after it turned up to relax for some me time in the coastal town. One resident said of the self-pleasuring animal's appearance, "It's the first time I've ever seen one. It's huge." You respect nature when you see something of that size. Also, the walrus. Meanwhile, in oops-a-daisy news, a UK medical practice mistakenly texted its patients that they had aggressive lung cancer when they meant to text, "Merry Christmas." Honest mistake. We've all done it. Still not as bad as a week later when they accidentally mailed a letter saying, "We have your family in an abandoned shed in the woods. You will never find them. Oops, we meant Happy New Year." Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.